Jupiter enters Aquarius. For the next year and a half, the great guru himself, the planet Jupiter, is going to enter and exit the sign of Aquarius on three separate occasions according to Vedic astrological calculation. They are as follows: May 1st, 2009 to July 30th, 2009, December 19th, 2009 till May 2nd, 2010, November 1st, 2010 till December 6th, 2010. This promises to be a time of great social development, enlightened transformation, and spiritual expansion in our world, regaining momentum while gradually thawing from our current financial, economic, and ideological deep freeze. Our collective minds should be truly ready to bathe in the sunlight of redefined values and greater meaning. According to Vedic astrological tradition, the planet Jupiter enjoys a place of honor and distinction in the sign of Aquarius. It is similar to being in his sign of exaltation, Cancer. Jupiter signifies spirituality and the practice of Dharma, which is virtue and moral duty. And Aquarius expresses detachment toward material things and the need to act for the greater benefit of the whole. So Jupiter in Aquarius will usher in a period of spiritual enlightenment and divine inspiration. As many of you know, Jupiter enters any given sign only once every 12 years and remains in that sign for about a year. But this time round, the bumblebee of Jupiter will buzz back and forth around the flower of Aquarius three separate times for a total of only 8 months. Jupiter in the sign of Aquarius has a particularly sacred or spiritual distinction more than any other sign, since the world-famous Kumbh Mela festival is held in India when Jupiter enters Aquarius, once every 12 years. At a most auspicious astrological time, 60 to 70 million people converge and bathe at the confluence of three sacred rivers to free themselves from the accumulation of negative karmic reaction. This has been going on for thousands of years. It is the largest spiritual festival in the world. At present, many people have been left dumbfounded by the economic collapse which has caused their faith in materialism to crumble. And subsequently, they don't quite know where to turn at this point in time. Rarely, if ever, do people turn to God and spiritual truth unless they are suffering. There can be little doubt that millions are now suffering, including the so-called affluent. Jupiter entering Aquarius will staunch the economic bleeding and provide the spiritual buoyancy needed at this time. Since there is little faith and belief remaining in politicians, corporate executives, stock market analysts, Wall Street traders, bankers, and self-styled experts of various spots and stripes, a large segment of the population is no longer looking under the usual rocks for advice, but is more willing to lift its gaze to the heavens and to look within their own souls. Enter Jupiter into Aquarius. The collective mind will move toward a more liberal and inclusive outlook. We will be less prejudiced by class, racial, and religious distinctions. Possessing a greater spectrum of tolerance, people will instinctively realize that it is not necessary for all to embrace the same lifestyle or share the same value system. We will begin to look at others with an increased desire for meaningful relationships, a shared commonality, an open heart, and a relevant exchange. It will become far easier to view others in a spiritual light in the universal scheme of things. Understanding that we have all risen to different rungs of the evolutionary ladder, Jupiter in Aquarius will inspire us to accept our differences, knowing that everyone's contributions are varied and are lessons are diverse. We will learn to become more tolerant and accepting of our multicultural, multifaceted, and non-homogeneous society. We will embrace social, religious, and moral values that are more universal, impartial, and accessible. Jupiter entering the sign of Aquarius will infuse us with a degree of tolerance, respect, and cooperation, which can bring us closer to real symbiosis and its resulting social order. Brotherhood, humanitarianism, and social exchange will proliferate under the benevolent hand of Jupiter. Our breach of trust with corporate executives, bankers, stock traders, politicians, and priests that has recently torn apart the flimsy fabric of faith in our institutions will not be healed overnight, nor will these institutions necessarily be restored. But the benefit is that these institutions have now been exposed for what they truly are. Profit has been unmasked as greed. Security has been unmasked as fear. And advocacy has been unmasked as manipulation. And the illusion that many of us operate under, that we live in a democracy and can exercise free choice, may also be unmasked as the fairy tale it is. Our inclination in this new period of enlightenment will be to forge new institutions, organizations, and social structures. Nationalism, jingoism, and hegemony, which are always motivated by ego, be it individual or collective ego, may be set aside in some quarters as the people recognize that justice, fairness, and inclusiveness belong to all, not just the ones with the biggest guns or deepest pockets. A spiritual rebirth coupled with a renewed interest in philosophy, truth, karma, reincarnation, and spiritual insight is promised under the Muni Yoga of Jupiter in the sign of Saturn, Aquarius, especially while aspected by Saturn from his position in Leo. A Muni Yoga, spelled M-U-N-I, is a planetary combination which produces sage-like vision, truth, wisdom, and revelation. Saturn represents the masses, with the guru arriving at his home, Aquarius. He becomes more open to philosophical and spiritual instruction and is willing to apply his mind to the teachings. Aquarius is a sign representing free thinking rather than authoritative decree. Science and innovation find harmony in Aquarius. And with Jupiter, the chief priest of the gods, leading the way, we can expect a sudden quickening of the evolution of man on all planes. People will be initiated into higher systems of spirituality, philosophy, and mysticism. We have yet to see a true spiritual initiate become the leader of a nation in our modern world. With Jupiter in Aquarius, some of the religions that limit the people's minds instead of liberating them will crack and crumble under the heavy weight of truth. Jupiter in Aquarius gives us the opportunity to develop an independent, self-motivated, humanitarian, broad-minded, optimistic, inventive, and insightful approach to our world. There is an innate desire to penetrate the deeper subjects of life, such as science and technology, philosophy, religion, astrology, mysticism, and spiritual understanding. These qualities are necessary in order to expand us as individuals and enrich our life experience. Social interaction becomes more important at this time, and we may tend to associate with people that are seeking to pioneer some groundbreaking, noble way of life for humanity. Hopefully, we will come to see that any kind of social reform should be in line with humanitarian and moral principles. This should encourage green technology and environmentally friendly sciences to blossom like never before. Aquarius relates to two aspects of the creative process: complete annihilation of the past evolutionary course, followed by a rebirth or the beginning of a new way of life. Aquarius stands for radical transformation involving the purification of the dross, that is, the accumulation of material desires, followed by a spiritual rebirth and newly conceived direction in life. We move out of the rampant materialism, which is signified by Capricorn, into the spiritual awakening produced by Aquarius. The impact of such a downpour of cosmic life force on the average person, the existing institutions, and the status quo is experienced through powerful disruption, followed by the dawning of a new consciousness in which the general welfare of the people supersedes one's own personal gain. Symbolism of Aquarius. In the symbolism of Aquarius, we find two parallel lines or forces. Many have explained this to represent water, but Aquarius is not a water sign. It is an air sign. Although the root word of Aquarius is aqua, which means water, water has nothing to do with the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is an air sign, which signifies intelligence or discretion, the ability to discern one thing from another. These two lines more correctly signify an energetic flow of spirit over matter, of time and space, of light and sound, or of brain waves on an EKG. In the graphic depiction of Aquarius, the pot, a feminine symbol, is filled with air or intelligence rather than water or emotion. Water and its characteristic emotional response was the hallmark of the Piscean Age, which is now coming to a close. The pot, or feminine symbol, is being held by a man. So spiritual or transformative energy in a female form, which is the pot, is being supported or accepted by man or mankind. Although Aquarius is a masculine sign, it may nonetheless indicate a renewal or reestablishment of the divine feminine in our world. And most importantly, a true union and cooperation of the male and female principles in our world. The ultimate use of discretion or intelligence in this world is to distinguish matter from spirit, the difference between body and soul. And instead of acting like a body, which is temporary, one begins to behave as a soul, the eternal enlightened being one is by nature. This symbolic understanding of Aquarius is reminiscent of the Vedic history of the churning of the ocean of milk by the gods and demons. Their goal was to produce the nectar of immortality, known as Amrit, by agitating the milk ocean, using a mountain as the churning rod, similar to an old-fashioned butter churn. This nectar of immortality was the key to enlightenment. It came out of the ocean of milk in a pot carried by a man, in fact, an incarnation of Vishnu or God, known as Dhanvantari, a physician or healer. He is regarded as the founder of the ancient and often miraculous healing system known as Ayurvedic medicine. If you take a look at this article under planetary events on this same website, scroll down and take a look at the depiction of Dhanvantari and the pot of nectar. What does this remind you of? The symbol of Aquarius, perhaps? In Sanskrit, the word for Aquarius is kumbha, which means pot. Note that there is no reference to water in this word. In pranayama, or yogic breath control, one holds or retains the breath in the lungs, and this is called kumbhaka, to hold the air in the pot. The retention of breath and regulation of prana, or life force, leads to reinvigoration or rejuvenation. Here is another reference to Aquarius representing air and not water. Another way to look at the pot is to see it as representing the mortal body. To use the life force only for the self is to be self-centered. One must release the life force contained within the pot and let it ripple throughout the universe for the benefit of all. Identification with the pot, or one's bodily identification, rather than the energy contained within the pot, or divine life force, causes one to become materialistic and self-centered. But identifying with the energy radiating outward from within the pot moves one toward universal consciousness. Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac. 11 is the most spiritual and transformative number of all, according to numerological understanding. It is the number of the Messiah, the Avatar. All the numbers work consecutively with each other, but the number 11 stands alone. It is known as the number of simultaneity, or the number that represents the eternal present. The number 11 represents spiritual truth and communication. People whose lives, birth path, or birth date are ruled by the number 11 are often idealistic, innovative, and highly intuitive. Their destiny is to bring a great message to the world. Our hope is that people will take real advantage of these most auspicious periods when the enlightened guru, Jupiter, enters the sacred sign of Aquarius. Let us not live in regret about the collapse of temporal material structures. Rather, let us move forward toward a future of compassion, innovation, and universal consciousness.